Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Lou Fragosa, President and CEO of Manning Family Children's Hospital. He is participating in 100 miles, 100 kids, one mission, running for the future of our kids' health. Lou, welcome to the show.
Well, good morning, Newell. Thanks for having me on again. Always a pleasure.
And they tell me that, Lou, you passed the psychological test in order to be able to do this race. I've been in Leadville. You can be there. I don't care what month you're there. I've been there two or three times. I was there in August, and I was, you know, it was cold, and my teeth were shivering. So it could be warm. But maybe not.
Yeah.
Be ready.
You're absolutely right. You're going to get all sorts of temperatures. It'll probably be about 30 degrees in the morning, maybe 75 in the middle of the day. And then overnight, you probably get some hail and some rain and about 30 again.
Yeah. It is wild up there. It is, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, Lou, it is the highest municipality in the United States, because it is a town.
You've got it right. It is the highest city in North America at 10,200 feet.
Yeah, and the air is light. We ate at a Mexican restaurant up there and walked a half a block to a clothing store. I was worn out. I had to sit down. I mean, that's how bad it was.
Yeah, you got it right, Newell.
So tell us about the race. But I will tell you this, and you know this already. You will not see anything prettier in your life. It is gorgeous.
Yeah, it is truly God's country. It is beautiful, mountain, clean air, beautiful trees. You're right. The race itself, though, I think you described it actually pretty well. So August 16th, I'm going to be attempting the Leadville Trail 100 run. It is one of the oldest and the toughest ultramarathons in the country that runs right through the heart of the Rocky Mountains. Essentially, it's a 100-mile race that traverses the mountains, and it's got to be completed in under 30 hours. But I think for me, you know, I'm not running this for a finish line or for medals. I'm doing this as a way to honor our kids, their struggle, their strength. I see them face their own mountains every day, and every mile, all 100, will carry the name of one of our kids that we are honoring and sharing their story.
Absolutely. And this is a way, obviously, too, of raising money for the programs to help facilitate these kids. How do they go about doing that for you, Lou?
Well, thanks, Newell. You know, you can just go right to manningchildrens.org. We have a specific link, 100 miles, 100 kids, one mission. You can give anything you want, $1, $10. If you'd like to sponsor one of our kids in one of our miles, it's $1,000 to do up a mile. You can either do it outright or you can actually fundraise $1,000 to sponsor one of the kiddos. And I just want to thank you, Newell, because you stepped up, and I'm sure this will be no shock to your listeners, but you're helping sponsor our program here at $2,500. So I just couldn't thank you enough for your support and wanting to share our kids' stories. So big thank you to you.
Well, I am so always moved by the successes at Children's Hospital. It just never ceases to amaze me. And I, having worked in the healthcare field for a while by sitting on a hospital board, I know those that are close to hospitals, everybody's got to step up. It's just the way it has to be. I mean,
thank you. And you always do.
You know,
you always do. So thank you.
You know, so I did it the way I did it because, Lou, I wasn't sure you're going to make the 100 miles. I just, my confidence level.
I love it.
So prove me wrong, and I'm challenging all my friends to help Lou out in this endeavor. It is a great thing, and trust me, he's going to be in pain, and it won't be long after going down the main stream in Leadville. He's going to say, "Why am I doing this?" It's like, you know, where you can hardly breathe.
Yeah, it's a fascinating place, like you said. I think you hit it right on the head. I mean, one, you know, you go from New Orleans, you know, below sea level to 10,200 feet. The race itself starts at 10,200, goes up to 12,600. The entire race is between 10,000 and 12,600. They'd be climbing about 15,000 feet through that time. And again, like you said, you got to finish in under 30 hours. And I think, you know, what's obviously keeping me motivated is, you know, our kids and the struggle.
Oh, yeah.
I said it before, I see what they face every day, Newell, and they face their own mountains, whether it's battling cancer, sickle cell disease, spina bifida, undergoing bone marrow transplants. They teach us what real endurance and real strength looks like. And it's amazing seeing these kids, what they're pushing through, the fatigue, the nausea, and they're not just doing it for one day or 30 hours. They're doing it for weeks, months, sometimes years on end. And Right. Their strength and their spirit is what inspires me. It's why we've decided to do this the way we are, where every mile carries the name of a child. And in fact, this kid's just an absolute stud, one of our spina bifida kids, Brian Morello, 15-year-old kid who's had more surgeries than birthdays. He said, "Mr. Lou, can I meet you there and can I pace you for some of the race?" I said, "Absolutely." So he is going to meet me at mile 99 and pace me in for the last mile to 100 to the finish.
Wow. And that's up at around 12,000 feet, right?
Yeah, you got it. So as we come back into Leadville, so I mean, this kid, and you know, and it's what I see every day. I mean, this is a kid that's got all the excuses in the world. And he doesn't. I mean, this kid wears a hat that says, "Embrace the suck." And he's just a fighter. And that's what I love about our kids. And I want their stories told, because we just have the strongest and most resilient kids. And they're just so powerful. And they deserve their stories to be told. They deserve to be supported. And I love that the community has really stepped up. The amount of support that we've gotten for this is absolutely amazing. I've had families reaching out to me, "Mr. Lou, can we meet you at the finish line?" So we got families that are going out there. It's been incredibly special to be able to honor them in this way.
Luke, will you do this again?
That is a great question. I'm going to focus in on this one. I love the outdoors, and I love pushing myself. I think it is something I really enjoy doing. I have a history of doing a little bit of this, started with marathons, then transitioned to Ironmans, and now this ultra marathon. I'm going to really stay present, get through this, finish it, and then decide what the next thing is. But I have a personal goal that every year I like to do the hardest thing I've ever done in my life. And this right now is certainly meeting that standard.
I think you picked one of the toughest ones, my friend.
Yeah.
I know it, and I know you've been up to Leadville already, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I was up there.
You know I'm not lying when I say, you know, when the wind's blowing a little bit and I walked out of the Mexican restaurant to go, and I forgot the name of the clothing store, you actually have to have an appointment to get in it. Do you remember that
store? Yeah, it's like a year appointment, right? It's like Melzania or something like that.
Yeah, and very popular. So I walk over there. I don't have my appointment. I walk over there, and I'm telling you, I've never had more difficulty breathing to get from there to there. And it was kind of like, it was almost scary, you know? It was like, wow. I mean, it's like, you know, I'm a pretty fast walker. I was going to make my way, and I had to stop and catch my breath.
Yeah, it's about right. It's I went up there this last weekend to get a training weekend in up there. I did miles 38 to 62 of the course, which are the toughest sections, kind of over the two mountain passes. And it's, to your point, it's intense. The air is thin. The climbs are incredibly steep. But one of the things I've been doing is carrying these little cards that just remind me of the name of every one of our little patients and the name of every mile. And, you know, when it gets tough, that's what I'm thinking about. is them and what they go through and sharing their story. That there's just amazing kids. You know, I've got a kid, Daniel, in the hospital right now. And I think we've talked about him before. He's had sickle cell. And for those that don't know what sickle cell disease is, it's incredibly painful. The pain episodes are described like shards of glass going through your veins. And this kid, so he has sickle cell disease, but he also has a dream to become a commercial pilot. And he has completed all of the requirements to become a commercial pilot, but he cannot become a pilot because of his sickle cell disease, unless he can be cured of that. And one of the things that's really special about your children's hospital right here is that we are only one of a handful of children's hospitals in the country that now has access to a cure for sickle cell disease. And this is a disease that is old as time itself, and now we have a cure for our kids, and Daniel is the first one to be undergoing that. And so in February of next year, not only is he going to be cured of this awful disease, he is going to be able to become a pilot. So we're curing him of his disease, we're giving him his dream back, and those are the things that happen right here at Manning Family Children's, and I'm just so proud to represent that, to represent our community. And our doctors and our caregivers are just amazing people that are here every step of the way with our kiddos, giving back their health, changing the health of a generation. It's incredibly special what our teams do here.
Lou, if someone wants to donate money, I know one place is that you can go to madeline.davis@lcmchealth.org, and that's madeline.davis@lcmchealth.org. Is there another location?
Yeah, absolutely. You can just go to our website at manningchildrens.org. There's a link that'll say 100 miles, 100 kids, one mission. You can click on that link. You can join our movement and run with us, sponsor a kid, give whatever you want. But I just, again, Newell, I couldn't be more grateful for you having me on and just allowing us to share this story, our kids' stories, and for your support personally. Thank you for continuing to do that. You're absolutely amazing. And I thank your listeners as well.
Well, thank you. And I'm going to ask my listeners, I did it. You don't have to do it to the level I did. Just any level would be great, would be most appreciative. Let's show these kids. Let's show Lou that we're in his corner and that we care for everything that's going on at Manning Family Children's Hospital. Lou, best of luck. This is going to take place on August the 16th. He'll be at 10,000 feet to start, moving up to 12,000 feet, and then back down to 10,000 feet. And he's got a very tight window to do it in. What is it, 30 miles? No, 100 miles in
30 hours.
100 miles in 30 hours. You skateboard?
I love it. Thank you, sir.
I'm trying to think about, man, if I try this, I might have to pick up skateboard and I might be able to pull it off. All righty. Well, congratulations and great luck, Lou Fragoso, President and CEO of the Manning Family Children's Hospital. And we'll check in with you when you get back, Lou.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much, Newell.
Thank you. We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakwood Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.